Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good evening, everyone. Happy April 18th, this Thursday edition of Sports Talk. Going until 8 o'clock tonight. Steve Geller along with Charlie Long with you. 1 week till the NFL draft. Cannot wait. Looking forward to being in the mix. The Saints will be on the clock with pick number 14 in round one. Maybe trade up, maybe trade down. We'll find out. But going to be a night full of action. Definitely be sure to come check us out of all our Draft Fest coverage. Day one will be at Las Cruces Tex-Mex from 6 to 11 o'clock at night, Thursday evening, 1 week from today. Me, Mike D., Mike Haas, and of course Deuce McAllister as well, bringing you every pick and analysis as they happen. Going to be a fun evening there. They'll have all kinds of specials going on, happy hour running all through the night. It'll be a bunch of happy hours, we'll say. Hopefully a great turnout there, and also for the Saints who need a pick to, you know, be more efficient at number 14. The first round picks of late haven't been so great. I would say at least Chris Olave has been the best first rounder of late, but this team hasn't had the greatest of luck with guys like Marcus Davenport, Peyton Turner, and so on the first round. Hopefully that can turn around in this draft with pick number 14. I know a lot of folks expecting them to go offensive line right away because of the need there. You have questions about Trevor Penning still. Can he be that left tackle for you? Ryan Ramczyk on the right side, is he going to be healthy enough to take part in anything this season? There's a lot of question marks there due to the cartilage in his knee. Curious to see what happens with the black and gold. It's always a fun time. It feels like Christmas almost, because there's still hope for every team in the NFL, and everyone's excited to see the new additions on the squad. Also gearing up, obviously, tomorrow will be LSU baseball. We'll have here on WWL. They'll be playing Missouri, a big series, Tiger versus Tiger. LSU really needing a series victory. They haven't gotten one all year in SEC play. A Missouri team that has struggled as well. So we'll see who can be the big cat this weekend. Jay Johnson's squad definitely needs to show up and show out. And, of course, tomorrow night in the Smoothie King Center as well at 8:30 tip-off, the Pelicans and Sacramento Kings. We're going to be talking to James Hamm, who covers the Kings for ESPN 1320 Sacramento, and also the Kings Beat website, the Pels Kings play-in elimination preview. Unfortunately, the big bird, Zion Williamson, will not be around. He's dealing with a hamstring strain, will be reevaluated in 2 weeks. So hoping he can be around for some, you know, something in the first round of the playoffs if they make it. Not really banking too much on that, though, considering the recovery time and then having to get, you know, back into game-ready shape, although I don't think it would take Zion that long to get back after missing 2 weeks of time, huh?
So let's do the math, right? So they said approximately 2 weeks is when he's going to be reevaluated.
Which will be from Tuesday, right?
They said the same thing with Brandon Ingram, and he basically missed 3.5 weeks. So if you're looking at right now the time, I know it's different injuries. That's a separate thing.
No, but hamstring, obviously, a pain in the rear.
Hamstrings are very fickle.
Yeah.
And Zion missed a ton of time with a hamstring injury at the end of last season, if you'll remember. So at the same time, you're looking at the first round of the playoffs, and this is if they get there. This is if they get past the Sacramento Kings and match up with the OKC Thunder. A potential Game 7 against OKC would be scheduled for May 5th, which seems pretty far out, but at the same time, I wouldn't count on him playing in the postseason, at least the first round of the playoffs. If the Pels go on some miraculous run, I would love it, obviously, but you can't really count on seeing Zion again this year unless that happens.
Yeah, last night in the NBA play-in tournament, we saw the 76ers take down the Heat 105-104, and the Chicago Bulls taking down the Atlanta Hawks 131-116. We'll have more play-in action tomorrow. The Bulls and Heat will be playing each other, and the Pels actually the late game of the evening tomorrow, an 8:30 tip-off.
Yeah, I hate that. I wish that they were playing closer to 6:30.
At least it's a Friday, though. I'll take it.
No, I understand, and I want the Smoothie King Center to be rowdy for it. It's a huge matchup, obviously. It's do or die. You either move on to the playoffs and you're matched up against the Oklahoma City Thunder, which, by the way, I mean, I was at that game against OKC back in January, so it was, you know, a couple months back now, and they didn't play with Zion in that matchup. Man, the OKC controlled that game from the tip, Steve, and there was no one to potentially stop Chet Holmgren or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They won that game by like 25 points. That was not a very fun game to attend.
No, definitely
at the same
ugly.
Time, you're still in the number, right? You're still in the playoffs, and that's all you want to see. This is a 49-win team, a 49-33 team, and if they miss out on the playoffs, Steve, I've read this stat a couple times now, There's only been one team to win 49 games. It's the most in NBA history to miss the playoffs. It's the 1972 Phoenix Suns. Pelicans would join some really bad history if they were to miss the playoffs. Not only becoming the second team with 49 wins to miss the postseason, but also becoming the first 7 seed in the play-in tournament era, which is only 3 years, I understand, to miss the playoffs as well. Those play-in teams, yeah. You know, the 7 seeds are 6-2. In those first games, but the only other team that lost their first game outside of the Pelicans was the Heat, and they won their next game, made a run to the NBA Finals. So
we'll take that.
There's a lot of numbers that are on the Pelicans' side here, including, I mean, the matchup against the Kings. We've talked a little bit about that with Vic Friedel in the last hour about, you know, the wings and the length that the Pelicans have on the outside really bothers Sacramento. And it's kind of funny because you look at what they have with Domantas Sabonis, he is a legitimate stud at the center position. But he's not the type of center like an AD, like a rim-running center that really worries you because you don't have a rim protector.
No,
he's
I feel Valanciunas passer. Can take him.
Yeah, to a point, I guess. But he's a great passer. Like, he's a great rebounder. He's a guy that gets a lot of other guys involved for that Sacramento offense. But when you have all this length on defense with Trey Murphy and Herb Jones, Dyson Daniels, like, they can clog up some lanes for Domantas Sabonis and make it a little bit tougher for him.
Definitely going to be interesting to see that matchup tomorrow night. Hopefully the Smoothie King Center definitely packed to the gills. Anxious to see what tickets are going for right now if it ends up being a sellout. There's no excuses. You know, we hear it all the time from our favorite Jimmy calling in about the, you know, packing the Smoothie King Center. No excuses. This team's winning. Well, you know, I kind of say during the week it's kind of tough on folks. I get it, to get to a game on a Tuesday, Wednesday evening. But Friday night in the Smoothie King Center, it should be a rowdy atmosphere. Looking forward to that one. Like I said, after the first break, we'll be talking. James Hamm covers the Kings for ESPN Sacramento and the Kings beat. Get more of a read on that team. But, I mean, the Pels have had the Kings number this season, obviously. 5 matchup, 5 victories. We talked about it a little, too. One of those games was without Zion, so all hope is not lost. They can pull this off tomorrow.
The game without Zion, though, CJ really stepped up. He had 30 points in that game. He shot like 11 of 16. So if you get the CJ McCollum you saw against the Lakers, the Pels are in deep, deep trouble. But if you get that CJ against the Kings where he's just ripping threes and no one can stop him, then it's a different story because you have a facilitator, a lead scorer, a guy that can create his own shot in CJ. And if he gets hot, that's a big key for the Pelicans. We talked about the outside shooting in this game. It's a huge, huge momentum shift for the Pels whenever, you know, Trey Murphy pulls up from 30 feet and just drills one that I think Christian Clark called it like the comet ball that he shoots up, where it looks like it touches the top of the Smoothie King Center before it drops in. So those big shots, they're just gigantic momentum shifters for this Pelicans team. If it's in a tight game, like if you hit a couple threes in a row, you saw what happened against the Golden State Warriors. Like, don't forget that second quarter where they went 10 of 13, I want to say, from three-point range. And that was just gigantic for them beating that Warriors squad. So they'll need a couple of performances like that from Trey, from CJ. You know, B.I. is not the most reliable three-point shooter.
He's the big one for me, though.
It's not that he can't do it, though. That's the kind of weird thing with Brandon Ingram, is that he's more comfortable, you know, kind of taking the mid-range shot where, you know, sometimes it's contested, too, and he'll still take it over potentially passing out or giving, you know, look to his teammates. That's not what I want to see. I want to see the looks for Trey. I want to see the looks for CJ. I want to see the looks for Herb, even. Herb's been a great three-point shooter this year in his own right. And I want to see B.I., if he's going to be aggressive offensively, be aggressive from beyond the arc. Now, if those shots aren't falling early, then, you know, drop that entirely. But at the same time, you'll need threes to keep up with the Sacramento team. They're going to want to play very high pace. If you look at a lot of their over-unders in games this year, Steve, like, yes, the Pelicans have averaged 128 points per game against Sacramento, but Sacramento plays a pace where there's a ton of possessions. So, you know, if they start hitting their own threes, you're going to have to answer.
Yeah, I definitely feel like, for me, Brandon Ingram is going to be a big key for tomorrow. Will he be able to finally look like the Brandon Ingram of old? This will be, I think, his third game back after, you know, his injury absence. And this team really is going to need him, obviously, without the big man Zion in the lineup.
Yeah, so you're looking at B.I. B.I. wants a max extension.
Yeah.
And this is your
earn
shot
that cash, baby.
Yeah, earn it. Earn it. I'm saying, if you go to the playoffs and you know, and once again, I know he's not 100%. He's still coming back from that injury. If you can lead this team to the postseason and lead them to, you know, a solid series against the Oklahoma City Thunder, maybe you earn that extension. I don't know. It's a huge question mark for the offseason. Now, if he's a no-show again, you know, against, just like he was against the Lakers, and, you know, if he's pouting on the bench, if Willie Green has to bench him late in the game, that becomes a really big question mark in the offseason, Steve, if you bring back Brandon Ingram. I don't know. But Trey Murphy, CJ McCollum, once again, Herb Jones, all those guys, I need them to show up from beyond the arc and hit some big threes, because when the Pelicans are making their threes, Steve, once again, they are a really tough team to beat.
I mentioned the Bulls and the Heat having to play tomorrow. The Heat are going to be without their star, Jimmy Butler, for a while. Came out that he's dealing with
It's an MCL sprain, isn't it?
Right, and he's going to be gone for several weeks, too. So in a similar situation, the Heat and the Pelicans are in.
Yeah, two star players that get injured in the play-in tournament. And I understand the kind of appeal of the play-in tournament. I hate it because the Pelicans are a 7 seed this year, and I've liked it in years past because it helped the Pelicans get to the playoffs back in 2022 where they faced the Phoenix Suns. When you're the 7 seed, it feels like an undue punishment. And I know that most of the 7 seeds do win. Like, once again, 6-2 record for 7 seeds. It's pretty impressive. Like, they basically still get those 2-7 matchups that you're looking for. The Pelicans are in the spot now where they cannot become the first 7 seed in this play-in era to miss the playoffs. That's just that simple.
Right, and you got a team that coming in that you've had great success during the regular season. Hopefully that can continue in the play-in elimination do-or-die game. Want to hear from you on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. It's 504-260-1870. See, Jimbo and Kenner wants to talk a little Pels basketball. What you got, Jimbo?
Hey, guys. Great show. Glad you got me in here. I just played basketball back a long time ago, probably 55 years ago. Things have changed. Guys are bigger, stronger, faster. But I was always a defensive guy, and when an offense shoots the ball, you got to go get the rebound, because not every time those shots aren't going to fall. You need to go get the rebound and get the offensive rebound and second chance points. That's all I've got to say. Haven't seen much of that in critical games. You need a second chance shot at that goal, you know?
It's an interesting point, Jimbo. They're very mediocre on offensive rebounding. Like, they are smack dab in the middle of the league. They're 17th. In the NBA this season with 852 offensive boards. And once again, like, Jonas Valanciunas can play a piece of that, but he doesn't get as many minutes as sometimes we think that he should. I think, once again, that is my biggest need on this roster heading into the offseason, is a defensive-minded center, like a rim-protecting center, but a guy that can also crash the boards like you're mentioning, Jimbo.
We're going to take a break, and when we get back, we'll get into more of the matchup, Pels versus Sacramento. James Hamm, who covers the Kings for ESPN in Sacramento, will join us right here on WWL. Stay tuned.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, continuing our conversation on Pelicans versus Kings tomorrow night play-in elimination game. Happy to welcome in James Hamm, who covers the Kings on ESPN 1320 in Sacramento and also on the Kings beat. How you doing, James?
Good. How are you guys doing?
All right. We're obviously going to be missing our main man, Zion Williamson, for this matchup against Sacramento. Crazy, though, to think that this is the sixth meeting this season between the two teams. Obviously, the Pels have come out on top the previous five. And I got to tell you, no Zion Williamson and that, you know, oh, it's going to be hard to beat a team six straight times in 1 year has got a lot of fans here worried, James.
Yeah, it's an interesting battle here. I'm not sure that I buy into the difficulty of beating the Kings without Zion. New Orleans handled the Kings just fine without him earlier in the season, beating Sacramento by, 33 points. I think this is going to be a really interesting matchup if you look at the way the Kings played against Golden State. They were all over the place defensively. They were absolutely spectacular on the defensive end. If they bring that type of intensity to this game, then it's going to be a really, really close matchup. If they don't, then I think we'll see a lot of the same. We'll see a lot of the Pelicans just kind of trucking right over the top of the Kings. So I'm intrigued to see which Kings team shows up.
Looking at the Sacramento lineup heading into this matchup, how are the nicks and bruises there? Is there anybody not expected to be taking part in tomorrow's action?
Yeah, of course, we have Kevin Huerter who's out for the season after having left shoulder surgery, dislocated it, about a month ago. And, of course, you've got Malik Monk, who will not play in this game, which is the biggest blow of all to the Sacramento Kings, especially, you know, Monk has this incredible ability to get downhill, to attack the key, and to find Sabonis for maybe three or four easy buckets every single game. And without him, Sabonis' offensive numbers are down a little bit, and the Kings overall offensively are down. But Keon Ellis has stepped in and played extremely well in his place. Davion Mitchell has stepped up. So it'll be intriguing to see how they kind of fill that void there that's left by Monk.
I've always kind of liked the idea that the three-point line is the great equalizer for a lot of teams. And it was that way against the Warriors. I don't even know if it was a great equalizer because, I mean, the Kings just blew them out in that first play-in tournament game. And I was keeping an eye on it, obviously, once the Pelicans lost to see who the matchup would, in fact, be for that 8-9 game. And just seeing what Keegan Murray did, like, I know that, you know, the Kings have their whole thing where they do the, they chant his name and they do the Keegan Murray or whatever, but he was outstanding. I mean, that was one of the best games, and I've watched the Kings play it multiple times this year. He can light it up from distance, but going 8 of 13 from deep, like, that was one of the best games I've ever seen him play. I mean, he's one of those guys that I'm a little bit nervous about coming into this game because he's such an X factor, it feels like, for Sacramento's offense.
Yeah, he is a total X factor. And, you know, we saw it early in the season against Utah where he went for 47. And I don't think anyone knew that he had that in him. But last season he did set the rookie record for most three-pointers. And he has this ability, especially coming off that high DHO, the dribble handoff with Domantas Sabonis, to just create a little bit of space for himself. He was on fire. And when he comes out aggressive like that, we haven't seen him go 5 of 10 in the first quarter like that, where he absolutely came out hunting his shot. If he's going to hunt his shot, he makes him very dangerous, because once you start to adjust and try to take him away a little bit, that's when you start getting Fox cooking. That's when Sabonis breaks loose a little bit. And so the Kings are very dangerous, especially from behind the arc, but they're also spotty. So they haven't shot the ball consistently well from behind the arc all season long. Clearly, even from last season to this season, they were a much better three-point shooting team last year with Herter, with Monk in the fold. But also, I think guys like Trey Lyles had better shooting seasons. And so we'll have to see how Keegan can kind of – if he can be that second/third scorer for Sacramento, it'll be an interesting night.
James, for you, what is it about this Pelicans lineup that causes the Kings so many issues?
The length and the athleticism. And then on top of that, you know, there's a physicality that the Pelicans play with. The Kings are playing with that physicality right now, especially if you look at their defensive rating since the All-Star break. They've been really, really good defensively. But that's kind of who the Pelicans are. And they come at you with waves with very similar players, these long athletic guys that the Kings just don't match up well against. The Kings don't have a 6'7" guy with a 7'1" wingspan. They don't have a 6'9" guy with a 7'3" wingspan. And so they really do struggle with all of that athleticism and length that you find with the Pelicans roster. But they also struggle with Zion. And without Zion there, it does change the dynamic greatly, because they do so much work to try to wall him off that it frees up a little bit, not for CJ and not for Brandon Ingram, but it's the other guys who have really cooked the Kings, whether it's Trey Murphy, whether it's, Herb Jones, or even Valanciunas getting loose a little bit. So if the Kings can limit those guys because Zion's not there, I think they've got a shot.
James, I think it'll be interesting to see who kind of controls the pace of this game. Like, just watching the Kings play, it seems like they really like to get out and get fast with it. And without Zion, maybe the Pelicans could have done a little bit more of that. But without him, I think you're going to see a lot more set offense from the Pelicans against a Kings defense that's been kind of up and down. I would be kind of saying that. Just your thoughts on, you know, the tempo that the Kings want to play with, led by, you know, one of the fastest players in the NBA and De'Aaron Fox. And I mean, Nick Friedel, who we talked about too in the last hour, called him the head of the snake for this Kings squad, the leader, the clear best player of this team. I think you could also make the argument for Domantas Sabonis, but I mean, just seeing how he can kind of set the pace for this Sacramento offense is definitely something that the Pels will have to be worried about.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, what we saw against the Warriors where the Kings were just deadly in transition, but it was also really fired up by their defense. They get a ton of deflections, especially just look at their defensive numbers. I think they're eighth in the league in defensive rating since the All-Star break. And, you know, if they can play that type of defense, that incredibly aggressive, steal-based, deflection-based defense, then they get you in transition. And so while you're trying to adjust to the transition defense, then they play really fast within the half court. So it's not just that they get the ball out after a made basket, or that they push the tempo off a defensive rebound. They also play when they're in the half court and they start rolling offensively. The ball moves very quickly. The players move very quickly. And that's where I think a lot of teams have struggled to adjust to the Kings, especially, you know, again, last season where they put up last year, the highest offensive rating of all time. So they're a fast team. Even Davion Mitchell started playing a much, much faster pace as the backup point guard. And got to see how it carries over, though. This is, you know, the refs have swallowed the whistle for the last couple of weeks, and that definitely lends itself to, like, a different style of basketball, more physical style. So we'll have to see if the Kings' pace and space works with the sort of playoff style of officiating in basketball that's going on right now.
We definitely have that feeling down here after what happened with that Lakers game. I mean, the free throw line was a big difference maker in that matchup with the Pelicans' loss to LA in the second game. So also another player, I already kind of talked a little bit about De'Aaron Fox, but the other guy that I mentioned, if you're looking at this Kings roster, like, these two guys just stick out like a sore thumb. De'Aaron Fox, Domantas Sabonis, two all-star caliber players. What can you tell us about the year that Sabonis has been having?
Yeah, Sabonis has had one of the great seasons that we've seen for a big man, and it's gone under the radar because he plays in Sacramento. It's gone under the radar because he had some rough games against the Warriors last year in the postseason, and so people are kind of out on him. But I think he posted 77 double-doubles on the season. He played in all 82 games. He led the NBA in double-doubles. He led the NBA in triple-doubles. He led the league in rebounding. He finished sixth in the league or seventh in the league in assists per game at 8.2 per game. He really is just a phenomenal all-around player. You know, you can complain that he doesn't block shots or that he doesn't shoot enough from the perimeter, but, you know, that's what the other four guys on the court are for when you have a guy who just does everything. The other thing about him is that him and Jonas Valanciunas just have this, you know, this very tight bond. They are players that play for the Lithuanian national team. They know each other very well. I think Valanciunas plays better against Sabonis than anyone in the league, and that's because he gets up for that matchup. So he's a bigger, more physical, you know, version, but certainly doesn't have all the skill set that Sabonis has. I got to tell you guys, he's a gem to cover. He's a really, really nice guy, but watching him go out every single night, he gets hit in the head every single game. He just gets battered and bruised, but he's also a guy who, when you get done playing him, you need an ice bath. He's just a warrior, and so he's been a joy to cover the last couple of years.
No, I mean, you mentioned it right there as well, James. Like, the double-doubles, the triple-doubles, these numbers are ridiculous. And as you said, he doesn't get enough coverage. I think that he's, you know, an all-pro level center. So I just don't know. I like Sabonis a lot. I think that it's an interesting matchup. The one thing that you might need to keep an eye on is the amount of minutes that Jonas gets. Maybe without Zion, he'll see some more minutes, but it just seems like since the All-Star break, yes, he's been starting games, but Willie Green and the Pelicans coaching staff, they'll take him out pretty quickly, and then he just doesn't see the floor. They like going with kind of smaller ball units, which I think is going to be a kind of interesting matchup to watch for and see if the Pels do it to kind of match, you know, maybe some intensity that the Kings can bring them with their pace. So with Jonas being kind of a slower player, I could maybe see that as well, but it'll be something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, the Pelicans have, you know, just an ability to get up and down the court. And, like, look, their depth is incredible. So every time you think you shut the faucet off with somebody, then you see somebody else step forward. I would just – the one sort of key matchup I'd watch for you guys is C.J. McCollum has busted up the Kings quite a few times this season.
Yep.
But Keon Ellis and the way he played Steph Curry – on Tuesday, the way he's played since taking over as a starter, he is absolutely a joy to watch. He played with Herb Jones at Alabama. They have that same sort of grit, the long athletic guy who fights through a screen like you can't believe. So watch for that matchup, because I think if the Kings can take away CJ or at least slow him down like they did with Steph Curry on Tuesday, it makes that New Orleans team a lot more one-dimensional.
James, definitely appreciate the time. Thanks for your information on the Kings as we get ready for this big matchup tomorrow. Are we going to see you in the Smoothie King Center, or are you back home?
I'm back home. It was just too late to make the travel arrangements to get out there. It's not easy. There are no direct flights to New Orleans from Sacramento.
Understood. Like I said, thank you, and we hopefully be talking to you soon.
Thanks, James.
Sounds good, guys.
James Hamm covers the Kings for ESPN 1320 in Sacramento. Also, you can get his stuff on thekingsbeat.com. We'll be back with more sports talk, talking Pels versus Kings. Here's some audio from Willie Green and players when we get back right here on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Been breaking down the Pelicans versus Sacramento Kings matchup tomorrow night in the Smoothie King Center. Do or die play-in tournament game. The winner gets to move on and face the Oklahoma City Thunder in the postseason. Loser goes home. We're talking about Jonas Valanciunas, mentioning him, seeing Will Guillory had a tweet out there that in 12 games that Zion missed this season, JV averaged 17 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, a block, 61.4 field goal percentage. He thinks it's going to be a really important role tomorrow in tomorrow's game for JV, especially if Sabonis tries to establish a physical presence early on. I really like the matchup there and think that JV can take advantage. A guy that's been getting a lot of JV's minutes, though, Larry Nance Jr., we'll hear from him what he had to say at today's practice as the Pels get ready for the Kings.
First, what was the reaction when you guys heard the news about Zion, him not being around, and just what were the conversations amongst you guys?
I don't care about anything but him. To a certain extent, it's like screw the team in this moment. It's a shame for him, truly. Like he had an unbelievable year, and just because this happened at this time doesn't make it not a success. It was a success. My man was healthy. Played 70-some games. He was awesome. And hopefully we get to see him again this year. But your heart just hurts for him. All of us just hurt for him, and you feel for him. And it's unfortunate. But back to the team. All we can do is soldier on forward.
Now you have a team that you've beat 5 times in a row. So how do you go in not overly confident because of that and approach it the right way?
I think there's a difference between confidence and cockiness. We're going to go into it confident because we deserve to, and we've earned the right to go in feeling confident. But we ain't going in cocky. You know, we recognize where we're at. You know, we just lost 2 to the Lakers on our home court, and beating a team, I don't know if it's ever been done beating a team 6 times outside of the playoffs. So it's something that we know is not going to be easy, not going to be a walk in the park. But you know, we're confident, not cocky.
What have you kind of seen from the Kings recently, especially in that win over the Warriors?
You know, just the way their pace of play is just so rapid. I mean, obviously Fox does that by himself, generates all that pace. But the way Keegan Murray's been playing has been both him and Sabonis' gravity has been great. Keon Ellis has stepped up huge. It's hard, you know, you miss a guy like Kevin Herter or a guy like Malik Monk, and Keon Ellis can step in and play that role to a T is really impressive. So they're playing really well. They're playing hot, and this, like I said, this is not going to be like the first 5 matchups. It's going to be that much more intense and that much harder.
Now, why have y'all been so good against them in a way, you feel like?
There are some teams that just match up better against others, and you know, respectfully, I feel like we match up well against them in terms of just the guys. You know, Herb is an all-world defender, and the past few games he's made De'Aaron's life pretty difficult, and both, you know, JV, you know, that's like playing against his little brother. You know, he's Not in a disrespectful way, but just they're both Lithuanian. You know, they know each other's moves like the back of their hand. It's always a good fight, good battle. And I just personally, I just feel like I just like the way our guys guard them.
That was Larry Nance Jr. as the Pels get ready for their 6th matchup against the Sacramento Kings. You heard it there. They're going to go into the game tomorrow confident, not cocky, and obviously. Right now, Charlie, this Pels team has no room to be cocky about anything.
Especially at home.
Right.
But to his point about the good matchup, like, we've talked about this a little bit already. De'Aaron Fox is a stud.
Right.
He is a legitimate all-star level guard in the Western Conference. but Herb Jones just has his number. So that's kind of a key matchup that I'm keeping an eye on. Can that continue? Because, you know, his numbers go down significantly. He's averaging 26 points per game. Over that, he's eighth in the league in scoring. Against the Pels, it's closer to 21. And 5 points that's doesn't seem like a big gap, but that is a huge, huge gap in your scoring. And, like, De'Aaron Fox is a really, really solid player, but against one opponent being minus 85 and you're plus-minus on the season, that is a crazy, crazy number. So the Pelicans' defense has to keep him bottled up. Larry kind of talked a little bit about it. Herb Jones is that all-world defensive player. You need him to be that against De'Aaron Fox, or else, you know, because he's so essential, as Larry also mentioned, to kind of dictating the pace that the Kings want to play. So if Herb keeps him bottled up, that is a huge, huge matchup and a huge key for the Pelicans.
Am I seeing this right? The spread in the game has gone in favor of the Kings?
Yeah, I mean, I think I would need to go back and check, and I'll do it during the break here, Steve. They've been favored in at least three of the five games, I imagine. So, and a lot of them have been at home, and that's why, but the Pelicans have played well on the road. So I'll double check, but I know for a fact that they've been favored in at least a couple of these games so far. Maybe even all. I'll double check.
Yeah, I had to, you know, rub my eyes a little there, seeing Sacramento favored by 1.5 heading into tomorrow's matchup. Hopefully the Pels can pull it out, advance to the postseason. Everybody wants to see him make it, I'm sure, here. We'll be back with more sports talk right after this, coming back on WWL. During the break, Charlie was mad at work looking up some numbers. What you got for us, Charlie, on the Pelicans matchups
homework,
against
Steve.
Sacramento?
Game one, Sacramento 1.5-point favorites. They lost by 36 in New Orleans. Game two, Sacramento 1.5-point favorites, lost by 5 in New Orleans. Game three, Sacramento 3.5-point favorites. That was the in-season tournament game. They lost by 10 in Sacramento. Game four, Sacramento 4.5-point favorites. That was the game that Zion did not play. They lost by 33 in Sacramento. Game five, Sacramento 1.5-point favorites. They lost by 12.
Wow.
They've been favorites in every single one of those games.
That's a head-scratcher.
They've been Vegas loves Sacramento against in this matchup. I don't really see why. Once again, game six, Sacramento 1.5-point favorites. They've been 1.5-point favorites three different times in the first five games. This is the fourth time.
I believe the line opened with the Pels as the 1.5-point favorites, but after Zion news, everything took a tumble.
I understand that, but still, the fact that in every game of the regular season, all five games, Sacramento was favored, the betting favorites against the New Orleans Pelicans, and they went 0-5. So hopefully that trend continues, Steve, because once again, Sacramento is the betting favorites for tomorrow night.
Definitely like that. And next hour, we got some more NFL talk coming at you with the draft 1 week away. Joe DeLeon, college football and NFL draft analyst on the Believe Podcast Network, will join us 1 week, like I said, till things kick off. Who will the Saints be taking at pick number 14? Plus, ESPN's got a wild trade proposed for the black and gold. We'll talk about it next hour right here on WWL.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.